Time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Night number two here in Seneca, the 11th annual Thunder Classic, and we got two fantastic semifinals about to start here this evening alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tadman, MJ in studio. We appreciate everyone hanging out with us here on a Thursday night as we get you set with four teams remaining with an opportunity to win this championship. Here in Seneca, we got three ranked undefeated teams, and then the outlier there is a very good Troy team with just two losses on their resume. Number three in Class 4A, the Rock Creek Mustangs, and number eight in Class 3A, the St. Mary's Bears here in the first matchup of the semifinals. It'll be followed by number six in 3A and the host Nemaha Central Thunder and the Troy Trojans. In the nightcap, again, Jake Spaulding alongside. Brother, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight, especially here. One of these two teams in this first matchup is finally going to take their first loss of the season.
And I'll tell you one thing. A lot of people are saying this could be the title game in this tournament, and rightfully so. When you've got ranked teams against each other, undefeated records on the line, these are two very, very well-coached teams as well. And they've got shooters, my man. And I'll tell you one thing. We're going to be seeing a lot of the shots go up. But the thing that I think is going to be interesting with this matchup between St. Mary's and Rock Creek, which one is going to have the upper end on the defensive side of the basketball? Who's going to have the more hustle plays? Those 50-50 balls. I'm excited for this one to jump it up.
Well, let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with who is going to be the road team on the scoreboard, and that's going to be Rock Creek. The Mustangs, number three in Class 4A, with a record of 7-0. They got a big win in their opening round tilt earlier this week. They're going to start Eli Bell, a 6'4 senior. Peter Martini is a 6'2 junior. Coley Burgess, a 6'1 senior. Gavin Rosa is a 6'3 junior. And Riker Zeller is a 6'2 senior. So, again, for head coach Justin Smith and the Mustangs of Rock Creek, it's going to be Martini, Burgess, Rosa, Bell, and Zeller. For the St. Mary's Bears, under head coach Will Spradling, number eight in Class 3A, with an undefeated record of 9-0, they're going to go like this. Same starting five as we saw in their matchup against the Holton Wildcats on Tuesday in the quarterfinals. Brady Hurla, 6-foot senior, going to hear that name a lot, 19 points per game on average. Cyprian Jackson, he is a 6'3 senior at 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. Very good outside shooter. And Alex Gallegos, a 6-foot senior at about 9 points per game. You also got Howie Rizak down low, a 6'4 senior. And Ben DeVader, who went off 20 points in the win against Holton, 5'10 junior, a sharpshooter, averaging 14 a game. So, again, for head coach Will Spradling and the St. Mary's Bears out of the Mideast, or I should say the Big East, formerly the Mideast, and Rock Creek a part of that, not anymore, but Brady Hurla, again, Jackson, Gallegos, DeVader, and Rizak. Again, Jake Spaulding, MJ alongside. Appreciate Paige helping out as well throughout the week here on KNCA. But, again, we mentioned one of these two going to suffer their first loss. It's not going to be the end of the world by any means, but, again, very athletic teams, guard heavy. We're going to see a lot of man-to-man defense. We're going to see both teams use pressure in the full court and a lot of threes. This one's going to get fast-paced, I would think, pretty quick.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, from the early jump of this contest, you got Rock Creek going left to right, Bears going right to left, and here we go.
The white uniforms, the home team on the scoreboard, the St. Mary's Bears under head coach Will Spradling. Bears get the opening possession, the Mustangs defending in the all-black uniforms. Here's Hurla, the touch, left wing dive, takes it all the way, left block side, lays it in with the right hand. Hurla, an early two, and he bears out to the 2-0 lead, not even 20 seconds in.
It's man-to-man for Rock Creek, and Hurla just shows off that speed off the bounce, Brandon, and able to lay it off the window.
Man-to-man defense as well here for the Bears. This is Martini on the right wing, closed out by Hurla quickly. Now a drive from the top of the key. Gavin Rosa tripped up. He hits the floor, and our first foul comes at 7:29 to go in this opening quarter. And on the Bears, it's going against DeVader. Early foul there for Ben DeVader. So underneath their own bucket, Rock Creek to Rosa. behind the three-point line. Up top it goes to Burgess. Burgess driving, bumped and fouled again. Two quick fouls here on the Bears on their first offensive possession, and this one against Hurla. So the top two scores for the Bears already with a foul apiece.
And that's something that maybe we got to keep our eyes on throughout this game, too. Who's getting in foul trouble?
Rosa got a good look from three, left it short, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs, so the Bears get it back. They don't give up any points, but they do pick up two fouls on that defensive possession.
And that's one thing, too, when you're looking at these two teams, which one has the more depth? St. Mary's goes deep on their bench. They've got a good rotation of seven, eight guys that are consistent on this team.
Here's the Mustangs showing some pressure in the full court, but they do bust it across with Gallegos. In between the rings out high, going low with the dribble. Stutters inside. Jackson ball fakes in the corner. Works right. Stepped into a long two-point shot. Missed it short. But an offensive rebound for Rezac to keep it alive. That was also a big story in their win against Holton was offensive rebounding, and they're on cue right there. And defending on the perimeter on that second chance, Coley Burgess going to pick up the first Rock Creek foul.
Yeah, initially it looked like Burgess got just the ball. It actually went off of Hurla and went out of bounds. And then the official said, no, he got it with a body after the ball was loose. And so there was almost a loose ball foul, not a one-on-one situation.
Rock Creek beat Marysville by 21 in their quarterfinal on Tuesday. It was 61-40. And the Bears win over Holton. Again, that was a big-time win, 63-37. Bears with the basketball, left side pass. It's Gallegos, a three. It's strong off the heel, and it's tipped back into the hands of Cyprian Jackson, who lays it in, plus one.
Great job there, and a lot of credit needs to go to Howie Rezac right there, Brandon, as he kept that ball alive, and Jackson, just right place, right time, able to scoop and score and go to the line.
Well, it looked like Martini was going to be able to grab that defensive rebound, but unable to secure it, went right to Jackson, and he's able to get that shooter's touch and capitalize on the three-point play. Cyprian Jackson gives the Bears now a 5-0 lead. Full court press here by the Bears. Rock Creek, they get by it quickly. Nice ball fake in the corner. Stepping left for a three. That one off target. And then saving it into the corner, but right to the wrong team. And the Bears get it back, and then they turn it over. Mustangs again, trapped underneath. That was Zeller with the basketball. Back up top to Martini. They reset with Burgess. 6:10 to go. Clock moving first quarter. That should be a travel call, and it will be. Burgess, a nice drive, but just left one extra foot down and moved the pivot foot when he shouldn't have, and that's a turnover for Rock Creek.
Well, one turnover each way. We're 2 minutes into this contest, and the lid's still on the rim for Rock Creek, and another foul here by Burgess, and that's a big one right there, Brandon, because that's his second in this game.
That's going to bring on Porter Gill, a 6'1 sophomore. Burgess, again, a veteran senior, and I think any coach there would tell you not the smart play there after picking up already a foul. Little over-aggressive, and now you have to take a seat. Question is, for how long? Bears have the basketball, 5-0 their lead. We're 2-plus minutes into this opening quarter. This is DeVader with the basketball, working left now in the corner. Gallegos a drive, nice. Too easy at the rim.
That was a beautiful attack. That's twice we've seen him go baseline and an easy kiss off the window.
Mustangs trying to get past this press. Gill gets in the paint. Nice touch with the floater with the right hand. And finally, Rock Creek on the board as the bucket's put in by Bell.
Yeah, great attack there by Eli Bell to get their first points of this game.
7-2 Bears. 5.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Here's Hurla working, driving, and bumped and fouled on the floor. That's going to be team foul number 4 against the Mustangs. Final 5:19. It's going to be bonus time for the Bears.
And that's a second foul as well on Peter Martini. So you've got Martini with 2, Burgess with 2 for the Mustangs here early on in this contest.
So head coach Justin Smith having to go into the bench here early, and now another sophomore, Logan Klingenberg, has checked into the game. Bears leading 7-2. They go inside to Rezac. That's a big body, but he missed the shot. Tipped out near the free throw line, and the rebound picked up by Zeller for Rock Creek. Now they work it into the front court, and that's going to be a foul on Hurla, I believe, and that is going to be 2. Well, this is a developing story. Not quite 3 minutes in. Key players for both sides already with a couple of fouls.
And Hurla stays in the game with those 2 fouls. So how long does Coach Spradling keep him on the floor with those 2?
Here is Rosa with the basketball driving in. Nearly went out of bounds, but he got it back into the left corner for 3. That one's a little bit short. Rebound by Gallegos, and he wants to push the pace. Middle of the floor, angling right. Stops on the wing. They'll reset up top with Hurla. Thought about pulling from the logo. Thought otherwise. Rezac got pushed away from the ball screen. Hurla wants to go one-on-one, gets in the paint, fades to his left. He was short on the shot, and the Mustangs, good defensive possession as Gill pulls in the rebound.
Pun intended here, but the Mustangs like to run.
Rosa steps into a straightaway three and nearly spun in there, and a second chance opportunity. They're going to be on the floor with the foul call, so it's not an and-one for Klingenberg, but the sophomore comes in and makes a play right away.
That's going to be a foul on Cyprian Jackson for St. Mary's, just his first, but you alluded to it a minute ago. Each team now with four team fouls, so another whistle coming up here, and we've got free throws the rest of this 4:29 in quarter one.
They pop it into Gill, who just left his feet and kind of a 50% alley-oop. It wasn't a dunk, but Bell now with four quick points. Good inbounds play, and it's 7-4 Bears.
You're seeing success for Rock Creek if they can get the ball in the paint to their big 6'4" senior Eli Bell.
Basketball now. Ben DeVader had it knocked away. Good defense by the Mustangs. Couple bodies hit the floor right in front of us. Mustangs loving the efforts, and it's going to be a possession and a tie-up. That's going to give it back to the Mustangs on a great defensive effort across the board.
And just a job there by Ben DeVader. He was trying to cross over his defender and just getting his ball stuck on his own hip. It gets loose, and Rock Creek, great hustle for that jump ball.
Here's Rosa just inside the midcourt line. Gets it off to Porter Gill. Working on the dribble. Angles right. Hands it off to Rosa on the wing. Working on Jackson. He'll step back and nearly hit a difficult long two, but it hits off the heel and finally tips into the hands of Ben DeVader for the Bears. Jackson quickly into the paint, shot blocked at the rim, but Rosa couldn't grab the rebound, and the Bears fortunate to keep that possession.
Man, Jackson was aggressive there, Brandon, but Ethan Tonser, the 6'2 junior, said no way, not right now. He swatted it away to keep it alive for Rock Creek. Possession stays, though, with St. Mary's.
We'll see Killian McCann, a junior, into the game, first time for the Bears. And Hurla dumping it in onto the elbow. Now, beautiful
nice
pass
look
inside. That's a well-executed inbounds pass. And Zach Summers, who also just checked in the benefit there, and he gets the two for St. Mary's, now leading 9-4 at 3.5 minutes to go. And now Rock Creek turning it over at midcourt. Hurla with the basketball, right side into the corner. No hesitation on a three. Fading deep, it was Ben DeVader.
Look out, man. If he gets high, I know you saw him earlier this week, but Ben DeVader can shoot it from just about anywhere. Buries it there in the corner.
I think he had five threes, and now another steal, this time for Hurla. He wants to go coast to coast, and he lays it in with some contact. Could have been an and one, and Rock Creek has to call a timeout. They look up in the blink of an eye, and they're down 10. The 30. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, you can try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 3:08 left, quarter number one. And in the blink of an eye, the Bears now have a 10-point lead, turning defense into offense.
Well, that's kind of what we talked about in the pregame, right? Before the game got started, we were talking both teams can shoot, both teams can score, both teams have playmakers, but who's going to step up on the defensive side? And you're seeing St. Mary's just lock down defense, that most recent one, that Brady Hurla. He just picked the pocket of Ethan Tonser and took it coast-to-coast for an easy lay-in. And the St. Mary's Bears, full-court pressure, Brandon, just wreaking havoc on Rock Creek.
And five players have already made up the 14 points for the Bears, so balance early on. We're 5 minutes in, three to go here, quarter number one. Let's see what the Mustangs draw up out of that timeout. With the basketball, Porter Gill working left, now backing up behind the perimeter. Now at the free throw line, Klingenberg, he spins in the lane. Nice dump down pass, beautiful feed. And that is sophomore to sophomore, Porter Gill, with a two-point shot underneath, and it's 14-6.
I'm going to give credit to Klingenberg for spinning in the lane, but how about the back cut by Porter Gill? Easy lay-in for the sophomore.
Here's Summers right about the free throw line. Picks it up there on the elbow. Kicks it left. DeVader from deep.
Wow.
Here. Goodness me. They got to get out on Ben DeVader. Back-to-back threes for him, and it's 17-6.
Sorry, is this deja vu? Because Ben DeVader will hit it from anywhere. You cannot leave him open,
yeah.
And that's twice.
Yeah, he had 20 against Holton on Tuesday, picking up where he left off. Nice drive and kick by Bell into the corner. It was saved by DeVita, who is into the game now for Rock Creek. Here's Bell working, getting inside,
nice.
Banks it in, fading to his left. Six for Eli Bell, and it's 17-8 Bears. 2 minutes left in the quarter.
Man, if Rock Creek wants to mount this comeback right now here in the close this first quarter, they've got to get the ball in the hands of Eli Bell. He's done nothing but make gold out of that.
Here's Zach Summers, had to pick it up prematurely. Now Cyprian Jackson open for three, left it short, and the rebound for Rock Creek. Donzer with that one. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Summers playing good man-to-man defense across the midcourt line. Still with the basketball. It is Donzer. Kicks it back out into the corner. It's Burgess driving, finishing. Nice play. Coley Burgess, his first basket. Again, he picked up two early fouls, but he comes back in after that quick breather and gets Rock Creek within 7, 17-10.
Good attack there, and again, you're seeing St. Mary's, the defensive side, when it's there, it's good. But Rock Creek's been able to get out in transition and kind of speed up that defense.
The Vader had it up top. Left side it goes to Zach Summers. Now Jackson a touch up top. Works left, and they tried to get it to Hurla for three. Instead, he spins in the lane, lost the footing, and that should be a travel. It is. Turnover by St. Mary's.
Well, they withstand a run. Does Rock Creek, Brandon? Timeout by Coach Smith. Since that timeout, Rock Creek continuing to chip away at this game.
Again, two undefeated ranked teams here. St. Mary's, the defending champs in this tournament. A couple subs both ways. Both teams have pressed pretty much the entire game man-to-man. Mustangs have to work against it here, down 7. We got a minute to go in this opening quarter. With the basketball, it is Zeller. Now works it past DeVader. Now pulls in transition. It's spun halfway down and out. And it's saved.
Wow.
And then knocked out off a Rock Creek defender. Great play by the Bears. I think that was Gallegos.
Yes.
Who threw it off the Rock Creek defender to get that possession back.
Well, at first, Howie Rizak just popped it in the air. Gallegos dove out of bounds to get it and slung it behind his back right off the chest of Porter Gill out of bounds to the Bears.
Final 45 seconds here. Knocked down at midcourt was DeVader, no call. Crazy to think. Both teams had four fouls apiece with about 4 minutes to go. We have not seen a foul since, and we're about down to the end of the quarter. Here's McCann working. Up top it goes to Summers. Now lost it at the free throw line and now struggling to get by a defender and puts it up with the right hand. It's short, but he's able to get his own rebound. Summers, and then it's able to give it right back. Four turnovers by the Bears. Nice move inside in transition. 2 points. Donovan DeVita. And it's 17-12, 13 seconds for the Bears to work. Clock moving, and they're not getting it in. They finally do. Down to 8 seconds here, DeVader. Now 6, right at midcourt. Good double team here by Mustang. Stepping back, and he's going to be called for another travel. Well, it's Mustang's defense picking up. They're going to have 1.7 seconds to get a shot up.
Yeah, and again, it's that which defensive team's going to stand up. Early on, it was all St. Mary's on the defensive side. Coach Smith for Rock Creek had to take a timeout. Since that timeout, it's been all Mustangs. They turned up the defensive pressure.
Well, it's time for catch and shoot. Burgess, one dribble just inside midcourt. He left it short. And that takes us to the end of what was a fast-paced first quarter in this semifinal game. Number one tonight, two undefeated ranked teams. It's St. Mary's 17 and Rock Creek 12. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow Evil today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the Evil mobile app at 800-892-0163.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
JR Studio producer Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman here at Nemaha Central High School. Second quarter action, St. Mary's and Rock Creek. Bears have the possession, a 5-point lead. There's a steal at midcourt and going all the way. Athletic finish at the rim. Eli Bell now with 8 here in the first half, and it's a 3-point game.
I mean, Eli Bell is just that energizer bunny for this Rock Creek Mustang team right now. Great steal and a great finish on the other end.
Mustangs number 3 in Class 4A. The Bears number 8 in 3A. Bell, another steal. He's doing it all by himself. Works past Rizak, missed the shot, and then Rosas fouled from behind on the offensive rebound attempt.
That's back-to-back steals by this Rock Creek defense, and I kind of want to know what was said in that that Coach Smith huddle when he called timeout in that midway point of the first quarter, because they've been nothing but defensive.
Cyprian Jackson coming back in for St. Mary's. Summers going to get a quick breather. 7:25 to go until halftime. 17-14 our score. Mustangs with the ball, trailing by a triple. Burgess will try to tie it from the corner. He left it off the front rim. Cyprian Jackson, who just checked in, gets the rebound.
Burgess trying to get settled into the game still. Remember, he had two fouls early in that first quarter. He sat quite a bit.
Here's Rezac, free throw line up top here to Jackson. He'll go all the way. Another athletic finish. 5 points for Cyprian Jackson, and that's the lead right now for the Bears at 19-14.
A lot of movement on the offensive side for St. Mary's. A lot of screens and a lot of motion with that offense.
Here's Burgess working into the paint. Nice right side kick. An open three. Halfway down and out. No. Tipped around a little bit. Rock Creek gets the offensive rebound. Second chance. No. Now a third opportunity is up and in for Peter Martini. Couple of offensive rebounds for him.
And same thing with we just talked about with Burgess a second ago. Martini had two fouls early. He's trying to settle into the game. That was great offensive glass work there by him.
Here's Hurla coast to coast. Nobody picks him up. And Hurla, that's too easy for him. And he's got six. 21-16 now St. Mary's.
Man, this game is really kind of taking off right now. A lot of points getting scored. Which defense is going to step up again here?
Both teams right around the 60-point-per-game mark on the year. Finally, we see the pace slow up a touch here in the front court. There's a ball screen by Bell. Little pop there to the perimeter. Goes right on the wing to Burgess. Or correction, that was Martini with the basketball. Now here's Bell. Left his feet. Kicks it left. This is Zeller. And a whistle and a foul as Zeller was working inside.
Number two on Cyprian Jackson now. So for St. Mary's, you've got Hurla with two, Jackson with two. And for Rock Creek, two fouls on Martini and Burgess each.
6 minutes to go until halftime. Good pace here, 21-16. Burgess deep in the left corner, a little bit strong on that three. Bodies fighting for the near side corner to grab the rebound. It's picked up by St. Mary's, and Will Spradling real quick to call a timeout to save that possession for the Bears.
No doubt, 21-16, as this is a good opportunity to kind of just settle in for a second. 2 minutes into the second quarter, Brandon, and you've seen nothing but fast pace on the offensive side. Both teams really like to dive to the basket. And what I mean by that is you see a lot of motion at the top of the perimeter, ball moving around the perimeter as well, but it's a cut to the lane that you're seeing. Open lanes, open opportunities, and both teams right now, because that's what happens when you play man-to-man. There's not a lot of room for error on the defensive side, so if you're behind your man even by a step, it's a wide-open lane.
Eli Bell leading Rock Creek right now. He's got 8 of their 16 points. A little more balance for the Bears. 6 by Hurla, 5 from Jackson, also 6 from DeVader. Although 7 turnovers here in the first half by the Bears, Rock Creek has yet to turn it over here in the first couple minutes of the second quarter. So out of the timeout, Rock Creek backing off the pressure here at least for now. Casual with the dribble, Brady Hurla across midcourt. Right side of the floor, deep on the wing. Now Jackson up top, Rezac a touch. Here's Hurla stepping back on the wing. Jab step, now fakes and fires, and the bank's open from the right wing. He drills a three, and nearly creating a turnover was Gallegos. But Hurla, his first triple tonight, and he's quickly up to 9.
Man, that was it didn't look that great from the release point, but when you're as good as Brady Hurla, it's okay. You can bank it in from 28 feet.
Well, it was down to 3 not too long ago, but just like that, the Bears back up by 8 at 24-16. Here's Burgess on the right wing, hands it off to Rosa, curling around the arc, gets by a defender, kicks it right. Burgess, yes, that's a downtown triple. 5 for Burgess, his first 3, and it's 24-19.
DeVader went flying. That means help side needed to splash open, and a wide open Coley Burgess. You can't leave him open in the corner. He buries it.
3 minutes in, 5 to go until halftime. Knocked away. It's picked up by Bell. Another St. Mary's turnover. Is it hammer time? Oh, he missed the dunk. He went for the right-hand throwdown showdown, and it rattled in and out, and it skipped all the way out of bounds in the far corner. Devastation for Eli Bell.
Man, you saw that as soon as he picked it up. He looked behind him, saw nobody with him, and he was going to elevate. And it was about slam time, but it goes out of bounds. Rock Creek maintains possession off of the Bears.
Might have just slipped out the hands. He is 6'4". I have no doubt that he is capable of dunking the basketball. Here's Rosa trying a three, left it high off the heel. Offensive rebound rejected at the rim by Summers, and then picked up by Martini. And now Bell tries, hits high off the heel on a three. Couple of opportunities there, and Rezac finally clears it away. quickly to Vader in transition. It is nothing but nylon from the right wing. 9 points and three threes for Ben DeVader, and it's 27-19.
Again, when you get out in transition like St. Mary's just did, you've got to get back defensively if you're Rock Creek, and nobody there in time for Ben DeVader.
And then a quick Martini double dribble for the Mustangs' fourth turnover on the perimeter. Porter Gill's going to check back in. 4:14 to go until the half. 27-19 is right now the St. Mary's lead with the basketball. It was down to 17-14 towards that latter portion, or I should say the beginning portions of the second quarter, but since then the Bears have put on a little run. Here's Hurla, thought about it, now driving, fading, 15, nearly banked it in. Rezac strong for the rebound, missed the putback, gets it back, and a third time up and in. That is a big body, Howie Rezac. He gets his first bucket. He's got four rebounds already, and it's 29-19. Bears open up a 10-point lead.
Travel. Yep.
Yep, good call. On the drive by Burgess. A lot of contact, and Burgess is down.
Yeah, that's one of those, again, it's the Euro step. It's the, you know, where does the plant foot end up? And right there, Burgess, good to see him get up and just kind of limp it back off a little bit, try to walk it off here, but definitely took that third step. Official all over it, a turnover. Just number five, though, on Rock Creek.
Well, right now, the Bears controlling the second quarter to this point. We still got 3:40 to go. They lead it by 10. It's 29-19. Going left on the Rezac right screen. It goes into the corner with Gallegos, who finds a little room and pulls up from long two-point range. And the rebound off the miss by Bell. Now Bell gets it up the floor, flipping one up. No, and a second chance put up by Zeller. And I think he's fouled on the putback attempt.
Yeah.
We'll see if it's on the floor. Looks like he's going to be shooting free throws.
Yeah, and again, just these teams are so athletic, Brandon, and they're just able to jump out of a gym. I mean, whether you're a guard or a forward, it doesn't matter. You're able to elevate, get to the rim. I mean, no rebound is secure until someone's got two hands on it.
Well, I think they're saying it's on the floor, and
they are.
Zeller is looking back at his head coach, Justin Smith, saying, "Hey, like that was literally a putback attempt. Like that's got to be two free throws."
What it looked like, I would agree. Second personal foul on Zach Summers for the Bears.
So now they got three players with a couple of fouls each. So the Mustangs have it. And a drive and a foul on the perimeter. Rosa trying to take it to the rim. And that's going to be a foul on Gallegos. That'll call on another sub here, Killian McCann. And now the Bears leading 29-19. For St. Mary's, part of the Big East League, and you got Rock Creek now in the North Central Kansas League. Two undefeated ranked teams. Bears have the advantage. Mustangs going to work. This is Porter Gill. Gets a nice play inside, but he left his shot short. Ball's on the floor, and it's picked up by Lubers. And then a turnover. Another double dribble on the perimeter. So Brock Lubers, the 6'3 sophomore, seeing his first minutes for the Mustangs. And the Bears get it back, a chance to extend on what is now a 10-point lead. 3 minutes to go until halftime. The pace has certainly slowed down a touch.
Yes.
Compared to that first 8 minutes. Here's DeVader. He's hot here in the first half. Three threes and 9 points. He was closed out quickly by Zeller. Now Hurla with the basketball. Back to DeVader, left side, hesitates, puts it on the dribble, kicks it into the corner. That is McCann. Now stepping back, Summers fires. That's a little strong, but an offensive rebound by McCann, keeping the possession alive. Another chance here. Bears have it. Summers reaching in, and there's a foul. That's going to be on Zeller.
Offensive rebounding, and early on in this game, and right now I'm going to show you that Eli Bell is not on the floor for Rock Creek, and he's been dominant on the glass so far in this game. And right now, with him out of the game, you're seeing St. Mary's with Howie Rezac down low just dominating the offensive glass right now.
They throw it in. Here's DeVader. They step it back to Hurla on the wing. Works in the paint. Tough shot.
Wow.
Got it to go. 11 first half points here for Brady Hurla, and all of a sudden it's a 31-19 lead for the Bears.
When it looked like he was going to kick to the corner, he still was able to get the shot up, banks it home. Nice. Made it look easy.
Three ball from the right corner, no good. Rezac, a strong rebound, and a foul's going to be on Lubers, who was clearly boxed out by the big body of Howie Rezac.
You keep talking about the size of Rezac, and it's so true. He's just a big dude down low, strong, and if you're going to try and get a rebound on Howie Rezac, you've got to get a body on a body and clear him out of the lane.
So just about at the two-minute mark left in this first half. Bears have controlled the pace here in quarter number two. With the basketball right now, it is Summers holding it at the left hip. Nice backdoor. Hurla getting inside, missing the shot. Rezac up. Ooh. No, but he's fouled. And Rezac, another offensive rebound, but he's going to shoot two.
Again, a great drive there by Hurla. Went with the offhand. Couldn't get it, but guess who? If I'm Brady Hurla, I'm going to throw up every shot in the lane because I know Howie Rezac is right there to clean it up for me.
Already six first-half rebounds here for Rezac, trying to add to his 2 points and this lead for the Bears. First free throw is good.
You're telling me you got a big 6'4" dude that can clear a paint and he can shoot free throws?
Not too bad.
I'll take two.
Full beard, too. .149 to go, 32-19 our score. Next one, no. He goes 1-for-2. Rebound cleared away by DeVita. Just checked back in for the Mustangs. 145 and counting. 32-19. Mustangs need a strong finish here. And this is Porter Gill getting it.
Nice.
And starting that run with a nice left-handed finish.
Again, it was kind of a hesitation move for him. He had his defender on his back hip, kind of acted like he was going to slow his dribble up, took off on the baseline, kissed it off the window. Great attack there by Gill.
125 to go, 32-21 St. Mary's. With the basketball, Hurla on the left wing, man-to-man defense by the Mustangs, going to work, gets in the paint, little hesitation, shot up with the left hand, no, cleared away by Klingenberg for Rock Creek. So they get the stop, they get it up the floor, little stop and pop, not an and one, but two free throws coming up here. Nice play for Porter Gill, he's going to go to the line.
Great head fake, that's a lost art in a game of basketball. Jump stop, head fake, and then go up. You don't see that happen very often right there. Again, that's why you do it. Defender goes flying by, and then you get hit from behind, and you're going to the line for two.
DeVita, his second foul, as Gill fires the first free throw, and it's strong off the heel. This Rock Creek team has blasted quite a few opponents. They played Jefferson County North in their first game of the year and won by 48 points. They've got multiple 20-point wins as well. Been a dominant run so far. So Gill goes 1-for-2. He's got 5 here in the first half. And it's 32-22 with a minute to go.
And then you see a week ago, that was a big-time win as a timeout on the floor against Chapman, 84-26. Woo!
I'm guessing a running clock was issued in the fourth quarter. So Will Spradling takes a 30-second timeout with 61 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. MJ in studio. Appreciate all the work back there. Jake Spaulding alongside Brandon Salmon with you. Of course, our next game will be the second semifinal with the host Nemaha Central and Troy. Very intriguing matchup with Troy and Nemaha Central.
I'm excited about it because you've got kind of Nemaha Central is, as for some people, man, I'm surprised how good they are this year. You know, on our scoreboard show that Boz and I do every Friday, I feel like we're talking about the Thunder because, my goodness, this is a team. They are the best version of what a John Thomas coach team is. This group, and I'm excited to see how Troy combats that with some size from Colby Free that can play up top or down low. How does Troy combat that? We can talk more about that later.
So out of the timeouts, quick 30. Here's Hurla, casual into the front court, final minutes of this first half. They go to Summers at the elbow, back to the bucket, works it back to the perimeter. There's Rezac on a dive, right at the rim, too easy. Howie Rezac, they get the big body involved, and he's got 5. 34-22 with 44 seconds left. Rock Creek working quickly into the front court. Kick back out here on the perimeter. Now it's lost near midcourt, but chasing it down is Gill. 33 seconds to go in the half. Hurla playing some good defense near midcourt. Gill, backdoor, extra pass, ball fake. There's that
nice
head
move.
Fake. Making it on the head fake is Donovan DeVita, and he's got 4, and it's 34-24. Bears have 20 seconds and knocked out of bounds. Good defense. DeVita got a hand on it. Working around DeVita as St. Mary's trying to get it in. They got 19 seconds to work. What is now the full length of the floor.
Man, once again, it's the head fake. I'm telling you, it's a lost art in this Rock Creek team. Coach Smith coaching them well with that head fake.
They might have heard you and said, hey, we got to do that. All right, 15 seconds to go. Here's DeVita just inside midcourt. Now down to 10 seconds. Close out quickly by Gill. There's the foul, and smart play by head coach Justin Smith. He said, hey, foul, we got a foul to give here.
Yeah.
Stops it at 8.7 seconds, and now two more subs coming in. Luber's going to come back in. Also, Ethan Tonzer as well. So,
and I like this because he's going to pull out gosh darn it, I just was looking at my sheet here. Klingenberg, he's trying to get some quick offensive prowess here for his team if they get a steal.
Well, Hurla's got it. He drained a near half-court shot against Holton to end the second quarter. Now he drives and does it with a little bit of English at the buzzer with the right hand, and Hurla with 13 in the first half. And that's going to give the St. Mary's Bears a 36-24 halftime lead. Our halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Two undefeated ranked teams going at it, and right now the Bears in control by 12. We'll talk more about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thunder Classic here at Seneca. Our first semifinal is at the half, and it's St. Mary's leading Rock Creek by a score of 36-24. Jake Spaulding alongside MJ in studio. Brandon Tamman with you as well. A very fast-paced first quarter, and it kind of slowed down in that second quarter, and it was 17-12 St. Mary's after one. Rock Creek got the first bucket of the second quarter, and you look up, it was 17-14, but final seven-ish minutes of that second quarter, it was all Bears. They lead it now by 12.
Yeah, it was a big-time run there by St. Mary's. They got back to what they were doing in the first half of the first quarter, and that was playing good defense. And when you see St. Mary's out there defensively, they like to get out and run. But when you see them get out and run, especially when Brady Hurla's got the dribble, you see Ben DeVater slide to the corner. You see Howie Rizak go to the block. And then you cannot guard everybody. And Brady Hurla is one that it takes two to stop him. And then he'll kick in the corner to DeVater, and Ben, all he does is hit threes. Or he's going to throw it off to his guy, and that's Mr. Howie Rizak. And we haven't talked about Cyprian Jackson for a little bit either, because he was on the bench with a couple fouls in that second quarter as well. So this is the St. Mary's team that's finding their groove right now on the defensive side, transitioning into offense. What got Rock Creek back in this game earlier on, Brandon, was when their defense was turning to offense, especially with Eli Bell. Eli Bell is a kid that can rebound. He can get out and move on the floor. And when he's down low, he's unstoppable. But they went away from that. Their defense was not able to get set, and they were chasing instead of defending for the latter part of that second quarter. That's where you saw that big run from St. Mary's.
Get you some of the numbers in the first half. Again, Brady Hurla leading all scorers. He's got 13 to lead the Bears. And then Ben DeVater, three threes and 9 points. They also got five apiece from Cyprian Jackson and Howie Rizak. Rizak also six rebounds to go along with his 5 points, and then 2 points apiece from Alex Gallegos and also Zach Summers. Mentioned Eli Bell for Rock Creek, leading them in scoring with eight. They got five apiece from Coley Burgess and Porter Gill. And they got 4 points from Donovan DeVita, and they also got 2 points from Peter Martini. Some of the team numbers, unofficially, 14-13, the rebound advantage for St. Mary's. The Bears hit 4 threes compared to just 1 3 for Rock Creek. Mustangs turned it over 6 times, while the Bears turned it over 8 times. Not a lot of free throws. When we thought there was going to be a lot of free throws, maybe in that first quarter, didn't really turn out to be that way. Rock Creek just 1 of 2 at the line. St. Mary's, they were 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. As always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. You can visit member firms, Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting. Again, that is with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Get our halftime score, semifinal number 1 here at the Thunder Classic at St. Mary's 36 and Rock Creek 24. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Two undefeated ranked teams here in the Thunder Classic. Semifinal number 1 against St. Mary's, number 8 in 3A at 9-0, leading Rock Creek, who's number 3 in 4A at 7-0. In the halftime score, Bears 36, Mustangs 24. Still got a couple minutes for the start of the second half. Just want to get your quick thoughts, Jake.
Yeah.
Semifinal number 2, Nemaha Central and Troy. I've seen both these teams.
Yep.
First time on Tuesday night, got to see Nemaha Central. Obviously, as good as advertised, I think.
Yeah.
And this Troy team that comes in at 7-2, they are big on the perimeter. They got good guard play. They want to get up and down. It's just an intriguing matchup here.
Absolutely.
I would say the least.
Yeah, I mean Henry Geiger, I think, is Troy goes away as Geiger goes. If Geiger's going to step back, hit some threes, and really extend the defense for his opponent, he just allows so much more to happen for Cannon Bow, Caden Rosenberger, Logan Pleasant, and then Kasten Jasper off the bench. He can hit from anywhere as well. For Nemaha, they are so difficult to guard because if you throw a zone at them because you're trying to figure out a way to keep Colby Freehy under control down low, they're going to hit it from the outside. Evan Olberding can hit it from about anywhere. Strothman can do it as well. Mason Shulions can shoot as well. My biggest thing for this contest that I'm excited about, and I feel like I said it for this one too, I love defense. I love which team is going to be just a defensive prowess, and I think that that's what Troy, if they want to pull the upset, they've got to have that lockdown nose to the grindstone style of defense, where Nemaha Central, again, I said it earlier, they are your traditional John Thomas team. They do everything right. They're not flashy. They're not going to be hoisting up 17 threes in a game. They're going to play great defense. They're going to take the shots that are given to them, and they're going to make free throws in their game.
Yeah, they were very good from the free throw line, closing out Hiawatha. They were 18-24 from the free throw line. And you mentioned defense. Hiawatha's point total in the first three quarters, 13 points.
Mm-hmm.
5 in the first, 5 in the second, 3 in the third. It was lockdown stuff for Nemaha Central. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. Second half just about to get underway. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Adjustments and keys.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't give your thoughts that second game to me, though.
Well, again, first, I've seen Troy three times now, and all three times were three wins. Again, they want to get up and down. They play 10, 11 guys most night. They're deep. So they're, you know, Jonathan Rodvelt, their head coach, they're subbing in two, three, four bodies every 2 or 3 minutes. You know, Nemaha can certainly pull some guys off the bench, too, but they don't go as deep as Troy. When you're constantly playing 10, 11 guys every single night, that allows them to play at the pace that they want. And I think Nemaha wants to slow it down.
Yeah.
So I think we got two teams here in this first matchup who want to get up and down.
Yes.
And it's we saw that for a good portion of that first half. But I think it's just two different styles of play that we're going to see in that second game. And which one's going to have the advantage? I guess we will see. We're excited to bring it to you. But Rock Creek, what do they got to do here in the second half?
I think, again, it's got to go a lot through Eli Bell. He sat a latter part of that second quarter. Eli Bell is very much their catalyst on their team on the offensive side. But keep in mind, Peter Martini and Coley Burgess did not play very much in that first quarter. And when they did come in, they made a difference. They're a reason why there are starters on this team. I think those two have got to get going on the offensive side for Rock Creek.
So we are underway. Second half of play. Mustangs down 12 with the possession. Here is Bell, as we mentioned, in the corner. Works it to Burgess on the wing. Nice little move to get inside, but I think he took one extra step again.
It's twice that you just mentioned it. Again, that's the second time that Coley Burgess has had a good lane to the basket and just shuffles his feet for that third step to hit the ground.
That is seven turnovers now for Rock Creek. So the Bears now from left to right. They're opening offensive possession of the third quarter. Herla with the basketball, throws it into the corner. This is Gallegos, back to Herla. No hesitation from NBA range, knocking down a deep three.
Holy cow, B-10. That is one that you're playing great defense. You don't have very much separation. That's just, I'm better than you right now. I'm going to pull this trigger, and he hits it from deep.
Bears' largest lead now at 15, 39-24. Burgess driving, can't make the shot through contact, but he's going to shoot two.
That's a good aggressive attack there by Coley Burgess, the senior. He's been hobbled by a kind of a bum ankle in this game, and good to see that step off the bounce getting to the rim.
Again, not a ton of free throws either way in the first half. Rock Creek's going to certainly have to take advantage when they get to that point throughout the second half. First one good by Burgess. He's got six. 39-25, 7-12 to go, quarter number three.
Third foul as well on Cyprian Jackson for St. Mary's, and he stays on the floor.
And Burgess connecting on both and now has 7 points in the game. 39-26 Bears. There's Herla into the front court. Martini staring him down. Rizak sets a screen. Herla works left of it, not much to it. Now fights into the paint. Now Jackson in the corner. Ball fake. Baseline drive. Dumps it down to Rizak on the block. Right-handed shot with a little English on it. Good defense, better offense.
Power dribble kind of fading away. Give it a little tribute there to Kamir Abdul a little bit. Nice little baby hook and off the window, and it's good.
Bears back to 15 at 41-26. Rizak getting out to transition after a steal and rejected at the rim by Bell, and they both smile about it.
You love to see the sportsmanship
there. Wow, what a play. Martini pushing, and they turn it over again. Back-to-back turnovers. Herla now missing a layup, and Jackson behind Bell knocked out of bounds and back to the Mustangs. What a last 30 seconds we have just seen.
That was impressive. That was exciting. And that was, again, you just look. It's great to see kids out there having fun.
My goodness. The emphatic block by Bell on Rizak. But ultimately, the Mustangs don't surrender any points. Big couple minutes here for the Mustangs. Down 15. 6 minutes to go in the third. There's a reach-in foul on Gallegos. That'll be quickly the second foul of the quarter.
Kind of similar to what we saw at the beginning of the first quarter. A couple fouls early by St. Mary's here, and Rock Creek kind of triggered in with Peter Martini.
Knocked away by Rizak, but picked back up by Martini. Top of the key. Back to Bell. Burgess went out. Still showing a little bit of lip. He was banged up in that first half. Porter Gale checked in for him. See if they want to set a ball screen. They go inside. Short corner left. Rizak and Bell going at it. Now Rosa. Hesitates on to Bader. Good pass. Missing the shot inside was Gill, and Rizak clears it away. Got to have that if you're the Mustangs. Now pushing is St. Mary's back into the corner. Left side, it's Herla. Jab. Got his man in the air. stepping in, fading. He hits the side of the backboard on a difficult shot. Eli Bell the rebound.
Well, you got to get out and close out defensively on him. They do that.
Zeller, nice ball fake and a foul on the floor. That'll be already team foul number three against the Bears.
Two on Gallegos now.
He quickly has to come out after coming in about 45 seconds ago. Back-to-back fouls for Gallegos. That brings back in Killian McCann for the Bears. 5:20 to go in the third. 41-26 St. Mary's. Mustangs with the basketball. Both teams undefeated and ranked in their classifications. Another Mustangs turnover. It was lost in the paint.
I'll tell you one thing right now is that Rock Creek just doesn't look comfortable on the offensive side of the basketball right now. And it's, again, attributed to that St. Mary's Bears defense. They are tight man-to-man.
There's Eli Bell reading it and getting up the floor. Two-hand jam. He redeemed himself this time. He did it a little more carefully. Tried the one-hand throw down, which came out in the first half, but this time Bell now with 10, a two-hand jam in transition.
Back within 13, you're hearing the Rock Creek faithful trying to urge their defense here.
Here's Hurla trying to go one-on-one. He lost his footing, tried to get it to the corner to DeVader, but it's going to be taken away by Rock Creek. Here's Zeller working, dumping it, or tried to find Bell. Now saved,
wow.
And the Bears come away with a steal. Nice individual effort. That's already five turnovers in the quarter by Rock Creek.
Man, Howie Rizak, how about you? Good hustle, fading out of bounds, saves it in.
Here is DeVader. 9 points, three threes in the first half. Right to Hurla, right back to DeVader. Coming up on the halfway point, quarter number three. Bears with the ball, leading by 13. The defending champs in this tournament. Here's Hurla. Hit a big three from about that spot a little bit ago. Now backing up as he's guarded by the sophomore in Gill. Here's Jackson looking right. Back left it goes to Rizak on the wing. Now they set it up for McCann, who triggers a three. Just fell off the rim. Bell hit the floor, and it's finally chased down by Martini in the corner for his fifth rebound of the game.
And Bell's slow to get up, and he's kind of shaking his head. There was big contact going for that rebound, and Bell hit the deck hard.
Here's a drive by Martini. Left corner kick. Rosa for three. Couldn't get it to go. Trying to fight for his own rebound, and it's finally picked up by McCann for the Bears. Quick one-and-done possession there. It was a good look by Rosa, just couldn't convert.
And that's what you're seeing, too, right now. You mentioned at halftime the discrepancy of three-point baskets made, heavily favoring St. Mary's, and Rock Creek just can't get them to hit from outside.
Notice the Bears, how they have really slowed the pace down. Here's Hurla again from deep, hit nothing but backboard that time. Maybe not the best shot that time, and a rebound cleared away by Martini. 3 minutes to go in the third. It's a 13-point lead right now for St. Mary's. It's been man-to-man all night for both teams.
And that's where you're seeing Rock Creek's got three guys ready to trigger in. You're seeing some Mustangs tired out there on the floor.
Ball deflected back to Porter Gill, who put up a shot from the free throw line that didn't fall, and a rebound for DeVader. Here is DeVader with the left-handed dribbles into the front court. That's going to be an offensive foul. He had the extension of the arm, clear as day, and a turnover by the Bears.
Yep, and again, you got an extension of the arm, but it was high up on the defender, close to his jawline, and that's going to be called every time by the official.
Ethan Tonser back into the game. Brock Lubers as well for the Mustangs. We have not seen a ton of points here in this third quarter. Down to 236, 41-28, the Bears leading. Showing the press here in the full court. Mustangs trying to work through it. Here's Gill. Angles right back, middle of the floor. Now back left again on the wing. Going to work, trying to get by DeVader, instead stopped on the block and had to kick it back out. Here's Klingenberg in the paint. Nice ball faking kick, left corner, a three by Tonser. It was partially blocked, and Jackson clears it away.
Great recovery on the defensive side there by Gallegos for St. Mary's to get a hand on that one.
Here is Gallegos. Might have got away with another push off. Now he stops on the block, in some trouble, has to find someone. Finally gets it off to McCann, and then back up top to Summers. 2 minutes to go in the third.
Nice
beautiful
work.
Pass, shot up and good. How about that pass? Gallegos able to finish.
Zach Summers, man, I tell you what, that was great court vision from the junior.
A low bounce pass through a couple of bodies. 43-28, lead back to 15. It ties the largest lead tonight for the Bears. There's Lubers up top on the circle, puts it on Jackson, one dribble, now curling in the lane, getting there, putting one up and in is Ethan Tonser. His first bucket tonight, much needed, back to 13.
St. Mary's wanting to push already, too, into the front court quickly.
Jackson into the lane, kicks it back out. thought about it was Summers. Instead, now Jackson on the block. Wants to go to work, lost it off his foot, and a turnover. It's picked up by Klingenberg. St. Mary's doing a good job in transition on the defensive side to stop that. Here is DeBita with the basketball, back up top to Gill. Final minutes of this third quarter, and what is a 13-point lead for the Bears.
Yeah, Rock Creek just has not been able to get out in transition. The St. Mary's defense has been great.
Little shots from the short corner left, fighting for the offensive rebound. Luber's able to get it. Now he's tied up underneath. And the jump ball is going to give it back to the Bears.
Yeah, great job there by St. Mary's recognizing if you're a big B-10, you can't bring that ball down. You can't let the smaller players have access to it. If you're a big, you keep that ball high and strong. Excuse me. And Brock Luber's right there. Brought it down to his hip. Instant tie-up, turnover on Rock Creek.
See what the Bears do with now 49 seconds to go in the quarter. 13-point lead. No shot clock here, so they can run it down if they choose. Here is DeVader, a little fadeaway. Got knocked to the floor with some contact, no call, and a rebound off the miss by Tonzer. 32 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Rosa, heavy with the dribble, stops quickly, back up top to Tonzer, who goes right back to Rosa.
And I can't imagine Rock Creek wanted to hold for the final shot here, but after we're at 20 seconds.
Nice drive. Layup good. Left-sided drive by Klingenberg, who gets his first basket. 15 seconds to go. The lead is 11 for the Bears. And now a steal on DeVader. Going at it. Klingenberg and one. How about the sophomore?
And that's exactly what I was starting to say, B-Tad, because Rock Creek, you're in the moment of this ball game right now where you need to make a run. You don't wait for the final shot, let 30 seconds tick away. Klingenberg goes to the rack and then gets the steal back to the rack. Makes the basket, goes to the line for an and-one opportunity. This game could be a lot different on the scoreboard than what it is right now. But Logan Klingenberg said, Coach, I got you. Put the team on my back.
Well, it's been a hot minute since the Mustangs have been within 10. It's a 9-point game. See if he can capitalize. Klingenberg does on the 3-point play. Sophomore with some good minutes here. 43-35, 7 seconds here for Hurla. Far side of the floor. Into the front court, down to three. There's the foul.
I like that.
Great call by head coach Justin Smith. They got fouls to give, and now the Bears have a pass, maybe two dribbles at most, and then they got to put up a shot.
And they're not even going to get two dribbles because Coach Smith's already telling them to foul immediately as soon as the ball gets triggered in.
So there's the catch, there's the dribble, and another foul. They're playing smart here.
Yeah.
Now 1.4. Now it's catch and shoot time. And maybe this, one dribble.
And this is great coaching by Coach Justin Smith because you have fouls to give. Rock Creek to this point, B-Tad, has zero fouls in this quarter. They have so many fouls to give. They can foul two more times without worry of that. But you only got 1.4 on the clock.
Interesting to see if they maybe try it one more time to take half a second off. But at one dribble most, they go inside Rizak. The pass is too strong. Gets it in the corner. Threw up a desperation shot. And the Mustangs, the final 2 minutes, picking up some momentum. And we got a 43-35 game going into the fourth quarter. Two undefeated ranked teams here in the Thunder Classic. Don't go anywhere. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Did you know January is Cervical Health Awareness Month? At Holton Community Hospital, we're dedicated to helping you stay healthy. Regular pap tests and HPV vaccines are your best defense against cervical cancer. And our family medicine clinics are here to make it easy for you. Schedule your screening today with one of our trusted providers at one of our family medicine clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, after St. Mary's scored 16 in the first and 19 in the second, Rock Creek held them to 7 in the third quarter and are right back in this game. They're down 8, 43-35, final quarter between these two undefeated ranked teams.
That was a 5-0 run by Rock Creek to end that third quarter, Brandon, and that was all on the defensive side for Rock Creek. That's what needed to get turned up here in this fourth quarter if they want to get this victory. If you're St. Mary's, you got to settle in on the defensive side once again like you did the majority of that third quarter. But offensively, St. Mary's just 7 points in the third frame.
Here we go. Mustangs with this opening possession. Rosa gets by a defender, drives, kicks, corner three, short off the rim. Bell the rebound, puts it back up and in. 12 points for Eli Bell, and it's 43-37. The Bears once had a 15-point lead in the second half, and it's quickly down to six.
Eli Bell, that catalyst for this Rock Creek team. He's coming to life, especially on the glass.
You notice how Rock Creek has been slowly working their way back since the Bears kind of slowed the pace down a little bit. I think they got away from what they usually like to do, and Mustangs are taking advantage. Here's Hurla with the basketball at the free throw line. Good defense. Had to pick up the dribble. Gets it off to Summers on the right wing.
Nice.
Wrapped the pass around, and it's taken away by Rock Creek. Turnover. Trying to get up the floor quickly. Layup. No second chances. Put up and in. That is Riker-Zeller. And it's a four-point game all of a sudden.
I would not be shocked if Coach Spradling does not call a timeout here, because all momentum, Uncle Mo's a real thing, B-Tad, and it's all sitting on the bench of the Rock Creek Mustang.
Here's DeVader driving baseline, wraps the pass around into the corner for three. Good. That is a monster shot for Alex Gallegos.
Well, that's why I don't coach high school basketball, because I would have called a timeout there. But Coach Spradling trusts his guys in a great baseline drive. Kick in the corner, and Gallegos answers the call.
6:20 to go in the game, 46-39 Bears. Mustangs with Rosa, working inside from the left wing, kicks it back up top to Martini, who drives, hesitates, and puts up a shot through contact, and he's going to shoot two. Martini's been quiet tonight, but a chance to get a little bit closer.
And that's been DeVader's fourth personal foul, B-10.
Oh, boy.
This is a guy that, again, he can shoot it from anywhere. But at the same time, he has been scoreless in the second half. And right now with four fouls, how long is he going to be saddled on that bench?
6'2", junior Peter Martini at the line. Left the first one short. Not a lot of bend to the knees on that one. That's when you know you're tired. A
little bit. He shouldn't be tired, though, B-10. He missed half of the first half because of foul trouble.
You know, 2 points for him, but he does have six rebounds. Trying to get it to within six. Can't get it to go. It's spun out. And a rebound for McCann. Big 0 for 2 trip there. Bears survive that one. They lead it by 7. 6 minutes to go. Here's Hurla top of the key. Good matchup with Bell on him. Puts it on the dribble. Lost his footing. And a foul called on Bell.
I believe that's just his first. And so Coach Smith extremely ecstatic about that, because you got that switch opportunity. But Bell, very athletic, able to stay with Hurla. Picks up the foul, though. That's only his first.
Here's McCann to trigger in the inbounds, right inside to Rezac.
Wow.
Too big, too easy for Howie Rezac. I think they need to work it, getting him the ball a little bit more here down the stretch.
He's got 9 in the game now, Brandon, and that was too easy on the inbounds play. I didn't hear what the call was, but I think you could just call it a bucket.
48-39, 5:40 to go. Mustangs losing it, taken away by Summers. Turnover by Rock Creek. He wants to go all the way. Layup good, and one. A 6'3 junior, Zach Summers, doing it all by himself on that possession.
How about the aggressiveness there by Summers? Gets the steal, goes coast to coast, has Rosa on his hip, doesn't care. He looks comfortable out there on the hardwood right now.
Boy, last, 2 minutes spurt for the Bears. They've kind of flipped the switch on both ends of the floor. And, again, it was down to, 3 or 4 just a moment ago. And now, all of a sudden, it's back to 12.
5 points in the game now for Summers, and you mentioned it earlier, but 6 different Bears with at least 5 points in the game.
It was balanced in their quarterfinal win on Tuesday against Holton. It's balanced here on this Thursday night against Rock Creek. 5.5 minutes left. Here's Rosa. Big stretch here for the Mustangs. Their run is quickly stopped, and the Bears have the momentum back. Here's Klingenberg, spins and finishes. Nicely done by the 6'1 sophomore.
And Klingenberg, he was that spark at the end of the third quarter. If I'm Coach Smith, I'm looking at the sophomore saying, hey, pick us up, young man.
5 minutes to go, 10-point Bear lead at 51-41. Here's Summers with the basketball, right side to Hurla, using the screen, thought about the three, puts it on the dribble, and a foul's going to be on the floor. I think it's going to be Martini here. A couple of black jerseys around the area, and it will be Peter Martini with his third.
Also a little limp when he gets up. Kind of got stepped on there, so a little bit of an ankle roll maybe. He's going to come out with those three fouls.
Wow. Another inbounds pass, but the missed shot inside by Summers. Devastation there. The rebound is thrown up the floor by Zeller. Bell with an athletic finish. 14 for Bell, and it's 51-43.
What would take me four stops took him two. That was athletic from Eli Bell.
Here is Hurla. Stops on a dime. Back up top to Summers. Into the corner. Gallegos with it. Back to Hurla. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. St. Mary's with it by 8. Hurla inside. Knocked away after the miss. Picked up by Rosa. Rosa up the floor. Here's Zeller. Hangs, hits, and finishes.
Back down to 6 just like that. Brandon, a timeout on the floor.
And just like that, it's back to 6 with 4:20 left in the game. We'll see if it's a full or a 30. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Again, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's just been a game of runs.
Yes.
I mean, that's literally what this game has been. It's been momentum one side clearly, flip to the other side clearly, and back and forth we go.
Yeah, again, when you're looking at these teams, the ability for them to start on the defensive side. Both these teams can score with just about anybody, but who's going to turn it up on the defensive side? And every time Rock Creek has made a big push in this game, it's been deep transition to offense. And you can say that on the flip side, too. That game was, this game was, what, a four-point game not too long ago? St. Mary's turns up the defensive pressure. I think what we're seeing right now, which team's going to have the most stamina in the final 420? You don't have really anybody to worry about in foul trouble except for Ben DeVader, who has 4. You got a couple guys with 3, but that doesn't matter in the final 420. You're focused on your best guys on the floor, but who can have the stamina to keep up with the other? That's what's going to see, because we're not going super deep off the bench at this point in this type of a game. Coach Bradley, Coach Smith, is going to be the best 5-6 guys that they've got. And, man, this is a great one right now.
4:20 to go in the game. 51-45 is the St. Mary's lead. Again, multiple times in the third quarter, they had a 15-point lead. Rock Creek had gotten it back to 4. And then it got right back up to double digits for the Bears, and that has gone right back down to 6.
Yeah, it was up to 12, now down to 6. Coach Smith, you know, on the offensive side, Rock Creek scores, calls that timeout. He sets up his defense here. Let's see what Coach Spradling drew up for his Bears.
Perimeter passing just in front of midcourt. With the basketball, Zach Summers. Good defense by the sophomore Klingenberg. Hounding him, has to get it off to Gallegos. At the head of the circle, dumps it. Hurla, ball faking. Hop steps in the lane, tried again, and he draws the foul. Mustang fans behind us, you can probably hear, do not agree.
That was a good step through there by Brady Hurla once again. You know, you can jump stop like he did, and then take your 2 steps. A split the defenders, the foul called there on Porter Gill is 2nd.
That's the final foul to give. So 4 minutes left in the game. Bears are going to be in the bonus, so that is something to keep an eye on. Foul was on the floor, so the Bears resetting up top here. Here's Gallegos, hands it off to Cyprian Jackson. Works with the left-handed dribble
nice
into
pass.
The corner. Summers for 3, left it short. Might have been partially blocked, and then knocked to the floor was Klingenberg. I'll tell you what, if Rock Creek comes back and wins this game, I think you can look at this 6'1 sophomore.
Yeah.
Klingenberg is kind of the unsung hero with how he's played.
But I'll tell you what, he's the 3rd different Rock Creek player I'm seeing limping now with an ankle injury. I don't know what you got to get done, but tape them ankles up, get the braces.
What's going on with the floor here?
I mean,
everyone's limping out here.
I don't see a single kid with ankle braces. I don't remember how it was for you when you played, but I always wore ankle braces when I played basketball.
Higher the socks, the more sturdy of the ankle, I
Amen.
Would say. All right, the Mustangs are down 6 with 3.5 minutes to go. Big possession here for them on offense. Man-to-man defense by the Bears. Klingenberg, left side it goes. This is Zeller, puts it on the dribble, picks it up at the elbow. Now Klingenberg, hop steps, missing a shot. He hung in the air forever, and a rebound off the miss by Summers.
Great step through by Klingenberg, but he just couldn't finish it. St. Mary's has gone a while without a bucket here, B-Tad. It's been over 3 minutes since they've had a bucket.
Now a foul as Klingenberg was knocked down by McCann, who was trying to triple threat his way through, and that's going to put McCann at the line. I think he lost a 2.
I think he lost a 2.
Klingenberg's holding his 2s in his hand.
Yeah, and that definitely looked like he lost a 2.
On the Mustangs, again, the call on the floor was a foul on Klingenberg. They wanted the offensive foul, and that is not a good scenario for the Mustangs. You have a sophomore who's played super well tonight who all of a sudden just lost a 2. And now McCann is going to shoot free throws here, and his first free throw is good.
Well, we knew that both these teams are aggressive. They're tough. Didn't realize it was tough enough as once again, they keep thinking that we're checking them in here. Okay.
We're on the end of the score table,
and every single Mustang keeps coming up and checking into us. And as he looked at me, and that was Klingenberg, and he said, "Hey, sub," and I'm like, "You got to get down to the ladies. Okay, these ladies are here for a reason."
Well, Klingenberg came back in, and now the officials are telling him to leave the floor. .305 to go. This is kind of a bizarre scenario here.
Yeah.
And McCann is able to hit the second as well.
The biggest thing was that they brought Klingenberg back in after the first free throw, and the official said he has to wait until the second one is completed. Well, now they're not letting him in even after the second one was made, so I don't know why he's got to sit out this long.
I think the Mustangs have a little beef here. Well, after the McCann free throws, 53-45, Bears by 8 with 3 minutes to go. Big possession here for the Mustangs again. There's a baseline drive cut off by Hurla. Into the corner, Martini a 3, off the rim, no. Rebound and a foul on the Bears here. The sarcastic applause from the Mustang fans. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Hey, we're fans of the sport as well, And now Klingenberg's back in the
standing ovation.
Yeah.
Hey, man, tough kid.
No
Lose
doubt.
A tooth, pop off the floor. And he's right back in there. The foul, by the way, was on Summers, his fourth. 2:40 to go. Here's Bell stepping back for three off the rim. Klingenberg, the rebound, and he missed the putback, and there's the late whistle and the foul.
Yeah, very late whistle. I think that was a good way of describing it, Brandon. You know, a lot of times nowadays when you're watching the game of basketball, officials will wait to see if the basket goes in and then blow the whistle. That shot did not fall, so the whistle was blown. And I've had conversations with different officials, and that's a real thing that they're looking at doing now. Is it it's one of those fouls, yeah, it had a slight effect on it, but if it didn't go in, we'll call it. But if it goes in, it didn't affect it too much.
All right, so that was the final foul. Rezac just picked up a second consecutive foul here, and that will be, or I should say that was the last foul to give. So this is going to put Klingenberg at the line. First free throw no good, though.
Well, the tooth loss is on the left side. That shot missed on the left side of the rim. I don't know if anything correlates with
that.
I'm
not a doctor, but
right,
you know.
Right, or a dentist. It didn't, but he's if I'm Rock Creek, I'm giving him the ball right now because everything is more heightened when he has the ball in his hand.
And he missed the second one as well, and it's tipped out to St. Mary's. Wow, goodness. Gallegos able to get it. 2.5 minutes left. It's still 53-45 St. Mary's.
You know, you said at the top of the broadcast, Brandon, these are old rivals. People kind of forget about that. The old Mideast League, now both in different conferences. They're all excited to really rehash their old rivalry.
Tough scenario there for the Bears, and Will Spradling had to burn a timeout with 2:13 to go. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 8-point Bears lead, just over 2 minutes to go. Don't go anywhere. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, out of the timeout, Bears might have got away with one there. What could have been a turnover. They still have the basketball with an 8-point lead here. No shot clock, of course, so advantage Bears in that factor. Mustangs having to D up, and there's a foul. It's going to put Jackson at the line.
And that's what, at this point, with a minute 51, no shot clock, you got to kind of extend this game out as much as you can to try and get yourself more opportunities on the offensive end.
So obviously, very important for both these teams when they get to the line here down the stretch. Jackson, his second attempt of the game, and this one spins out. So both teams have had some struggles here in the second half from the line when they get there. Got 1:51 left. Bears 53, Mustangs 45. Jackson came into the tournament averaging about 9 points and 6 rebounds a game, and he gets that one to go. So he goes 1 for 2. He's got 6 in the game, and the lead is 9 at 54-45. Big time possession once again for the Mustangs.
Keep in mind, we have not seen Coley Burgess for a long time. He's got ice on his ankle. He has not played since the beginning part of the third quarter.
Klingenberg had it, lost it, and a foul's called. Bell had it. I think they're going to get Rezac here, which is going to put Bell at the line at 1:36 to go.
Is that number 4 or 5 on Howie?
Well, they actually called the foul on Gallegos, but that is his 4th.
That's his 4th.
So here's Bell, who's been very good tonight with 14 points, and need these if you're Rock Creek. First one on the way. Good. 15 for Eli Bell. And impressed with his play tonight. Makes it 54-46. One more free throw coming up here for Bell. And it's too strong. Rebound to Vader. 1 for 2 trip. It's an 8-point game, and that's going to be a foul against the Mustangs as they were pressing in the full court. They wanted to travel. They didn't get the call. DeVita picks up the foul. That's his 1st. And we walk the other way to shoot free throws with 1:31 to go. Bears trying to add to an 8-point lead.
We're going to see this for the next 5 minutes of real time.
I was going to say 30, but we'll see. I find a spot in between. Well, DeVita's been quiet. He had been saddled with some foul trouble after hitting 3 threes early in the game, and he hits the 1st free throw and is into double figures with 10, and the lead is 9. Rezac back into the game. Summers exits. Coach Spradlin clears his players off the free throw line and sends them back behind the shooter. That is DeVita. His 2nd, that one no good, rims off, rebound Rosa. 9-point game with 1.5 minutes left to do it. Rosa working behind the back, gets it, corner to Bell, driving, fading,
nice
dumps it down to Klingenberg for 2 and a timeout. Got me on the shot fake there, and mid-form dumped it down to a wide-open Klingenberg, who now has 11.
I mean, just a middle-of-the-lane attack there by Bell, and great flash to the basket by Klingenberg. Easy dump off for the bucket.
In the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a full, but we'll keep it right here. We're in too deep a crunch time right now to go anywhere. 55-48 St. Mary's, 1:19 to go. 16 points for Brady Herlow to lead the Bears. Also 10 by DeVita. And then Eli Bell, 15 points to lead the Mustangs. 11 by Logan Klingenberg.
There's one thing we've got to get sharpened up, I think, B-Ted.
What's that?
And that's what coaches got to tell their kids. When you're checking in, go to the people that have the stripes. Okay, that's the lady you check into. Are you wearing stripes? I'm not wearing stripes. But, man, we keep getting kids coming to us and saying, I'm checking in. Good for you. I'm glad you're going to the game. We'll talk about you. But get down there to the scorebook so you can officially get into this ball game.
That was an issue on Tuesday in our quarterfinals as well, and that just kind of continued. But, you know, the players are thinking of other things, certainly. They're trying to get in. So.
Well, boy, they got to keep in mind, though. I mean, honestly, that could be a technical foul. You coming onto the floor without checking in, that could be assessed as a T, and that could really cost somebody the game if officials are really, you know, going to harp on it that hard.
55-48 Bears out of the timeout, having to deal with the full court press here. Summers bumped and fouled quickly. Klingenberg will pick that one up, and free throws coming up for the Bears, trying to add to their lead.
And I think that's exactly what Coach Smith wanted. He wanted a quick trap. Summers able to dribble out of it, and Klingenberg says, all right, I'll knock you over a little bit. Go earn it.
5 points for Summers in this game. Has hit his lone free throw. Now he has hit 2 here in this game as he knocks in the 1st.
I mean, again, I talked about this for the Nemaha game that we're going to have against Troy coming up. down the stretch of ball games, free throws, free throws, free throws. Rock Creek has struggled from the line. St. Mary's looks pretty good.
Second one by Summers. That one is good as well. So he's got seven. He's 3 for 3 at the line. Jackson right back in. A little offense for defense here. But now it is starting to run thin in terms of time here for the Mustangs. They're down 9, which is the buck 13 to go. Quickly into the front court, it's Porter Gill. Stops on a dime because of Hurla's defense. Goes to the right side, stops on the wing. He was trying to hand it off to Gill. Instead, Klingenberg has it. Hesitates a little bit, spins at the elbow. Rosa with a guy in his face for 3, and it's bottoms. And a quick timeout. Gavin Rosa out of nowhere with a monster 3 to get it to within 6 points at 56 seconds left.
Just a great confident shot there from Rosa here on the near side. That was extended. Guy in his face, able to put it up over him. And again, we're going to have a quick foul here if you don't get a steal right away from Rock Creek. If you're St. Mary's, if you're Coach Bradley right now, B-Ted, I think you're in that huddle saying, Brady Hurla, get that basketball and don't give it up. I'd like to see Brady Hurla just dribble. If he goes into a trap, try to split it. They're going to foul you. And Brady Hurla is such a pure shooter, has yet to attempt a free throw tonight, but he's who I want the ball in my hands if I'm St. Mary's.
The Bears have hit 7 of 9 free throws here in the second half, and it certainly helped the cause, especially here down the stretch. They lead at 57-51 at 56 seconds to go. Out of the timeout, they do get it into Hurla. There comes the double team, gets it back to Summers. 51 seconds, now DeVader launching it away and out of bounds, and the Mustangs get what the doctor ordered, a turnover.
It's a big-time defensive stand there by Rock Creek. They sped him up. They sped up DeVader.
It's turning into a chess match. You see every dead ball, subs coming in both ways, offense for defense. Mustangs with the ball, 46 seconds and counting. They're down 6. Here's Martini working around the perimeter.
Treble.
Hands off to Gill.
Sorry.
Might have got away with the step there, but we're playing. Here's a 3 by Martini. It's off the heel, kicks off to the right, and it's last touch by St. Mary's. Gallegos, last one to get a tip on it. So it stays here, but we're down to 34 seconds. You need points. You're the Mustangs here.
Yeah, if you're Rock Creek, you don't need a 3. You just need a quick bucket, no matter how it comes.
They get it inside to Gill, gets Rezac in the air. Can't make the shot, but he'll shoot 2. Been talking about the head fake all night.
Yep, and a great job there, Eli Bell. Goes 1 for 2 earlier in this ball game from the stripe. Again, you're down by 6. Every free throw is so massive.
Bell's got 15 in the game. Second time at the line for him. First one good. 16 in the game, and it's a 5-point game after that make. 57-52, 31 and a half seconds left. Second is short. Rebound Rezac, and he's quickly fouled.
Yep. And just again, you got to have a great rebounding presence. And if you're Eli Bell, he's shaking his head because he knows he's only gone 2 for 4 from the line in his last 4. Those are big points to leave on the basket.
We walk the other way. Just 30 seconds left, and Rezac's going to shoot 2. He's had a good night. 9 points and 7 rebounds.
Just on pace pretty much with above what he normally does, but right there at it.
Huge free throws, a 5-point Bears lead, just 30 seconds to go. Rezac at the line. First one on the way, that one is pure. And he's into double digits now with 10. 58-52 Bears, 30 seconds to go.
Trying to make this a 3-possession game with 30 ticks remaining.
Rezac, a senior, listed at 6'4". Shot on the way. That one's strong. Rebound Bell. 6-point game. 26 seconds. Here's Klingenberg. Got to go quick if you're...
That's a
double dribble. Klingenberg hesitated and turned it over, and that is disastrous.
It's a huge turnover there by the sophomore. He's played so well tonight. And just right
and lost
there.
A tooth in the process. Goodness, what a night for him.
He just got sped up.
Got a foul. The Bears, there it is, the blocking foul's called against Martini. They tried to plea for the offensive foul, but Hurla's going to shoot 2. and could essentially maybe ice this game with just 20 and a half seconds left. Boy, monster turnover there. That was the chance the Mustangs had. And Hurla still has to put some up at the line. Now they're giving the officials our Mustangs coach Justin Smith grief because he launched the ball up the floor, but that's where the official was, and then one of the other refs thought he just threw it out of maybe frustration, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, you have one official near close here that was had his hand up for the basketball. The other one did as well.
The first free throw by Hurla's good. He's got 17. This is his first chance at the line tonight and really a chance to put this game away. What a ball game it's been for sure, and both of these teams have certainly state championship aspirations. And Hurla knocks in the second, which could ice the game.
And that's who you want at the line of your St. Mary's. Cool, calm, collected.
Well, just 16 seconds, 8-point game. Rosa has to fire and drills a three, and there's a quick timeout. It's a 5-point game, 14 seconds left. Boy, Rosa's hit two monster threes here in the fourth quarter.
5-point game, 13 seconds left. Don't say it's over until it's over. However, you're going to have to get a steal quickly. If you don't, the foul has to happen immediately if you're Rock Creek. Again, if you're St. Mary's, I don't know what kind of sets you've got drawn up if you're Coach Will Spradley, but it better be a set for number two to catch the basketball because you know they're going to foul immediately if they don't get a steal. And I don't know who else you would want on the free throw line than Mr. Brady Hurla, the 6-foot senior who is just an amazing shooter who's got amazing prowess with him and just a cool, calm presence. That's who you want shooting clutch free throws.
No, all league, all state a year ago, averaging 21 a game. This year at 19 a game. He's got 18 tonight. And I feel like it's almost a quiet 18 points.
That's what's crazy.
Which is kind of crazy to think about, right?
That is crazy because, you know, you expect when someone has a big game, whether it's 15-plus points, which in high school is a big game, and we feel like we haven't really said his name all that much.
So here's the scenario. 13.9 seconds left. Rock Creek trailing by 5. Bears have to throw it in. They do get it into Hurla. They don't foul right away. I'm not sure why they're not fouling right now. Oh, all this time off the clock, and there is finally the foul. You lose 6 seconds.
Yeah, just too
long. They tried to go for the steal. I get it, but that has got to be, if you don't get it off the pass, you got to foul right away, and that is 6 huge seconds off the clock.
Yeah, it just took too much time there. If you're going to give up the foul, do it immediately, but if you're not, you know, then just let them dribble it out and ball game over. I mean, it's kind of one of those 6-1, half dozen another. But regardless, if you're a St. Mary's Bear fan, Brady Hurla going to the line for two.
And his first freebie spins in there, and he's 3-for-3 at the line here in the last minute. He's got 19 in the game, and it's 61-55, just 7 seconds to go. Well, we expected this one to have fireworks. It certainly was a great game. The second one missed. Bell the rebound and now trying to get it across midcourt. And this is going to be a final shot that is short, and that ends the game. A valiant effort by Rock Creek, but the Bears are able to hold on and win this game and advance to the championship game where, again, they are the defending champs as they will await the winner of Nemaha Central and Troy, which is the next one up. All right, our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Battle of Unbeatens. It's won by the Bears, 61-55. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Denison State Bank.
putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, two ranked and undefeated teams coming in. One left undefeated, one suffering their first loss, and that was Rock Creek. St. Mary's able to hold on, dramatic fashion certainly, 61-55, as the Bears, another opportunity on Saturday to defend their championship that they won a year ago in this field. Again, Jake Spaulding alongside Brandon Tabman with you, MJ back in studio, and before we get to some of the numbers and get us off to a quick break before the second game with Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. Just kind of the initial thoughts on what we saw between these two state-ranked undefeated teams, and obviously two teams certainly going to be there probably down the stretch.
They're two state-ranked teams undefeated for a reason, and that's what we saw tonight. You saw St. Mary's get leads as large as 15 points in the game, and Rock Creek not going away quietly. I mean, the biggest difference, I think, in this game, and I think it's just worth noting, is Coley Burgess, a 6'1 senior for Rock Creek, hardly played in this game. He picked up two fouls early, hurt his ankle, did not play at all in the second half, and that hampered him, I think, a lot. But you saw Logan Klingenberg, a sophomore, step in that role and really play well. A couple costly mistakes by him down the stretch, but the overall, I mean, this is what I would love to see these two teams again. We won't, because they're 4A for Rock Creek, 3A for St. Mary's, but I expect both these teams to be marching on in the second week of March in state tournament action. I mean, again, this is a St. Mary's team that is so balanced. The size down low with Howie Rizek, and you just, I don't know if you can show me another team that has as good of guard play as what we saw from St. Mary's.
So the Bears got 19 points from Brady Hurla. He led the way. They got double-digit efforts from Ben DeVader and Howie Rizek, both with 10. Rizek adding 7 rebounds in the game as well. Alex Gallegos had 7 points. Cyprian Jackson had 6. Zach Summers off the bench also chipping in with 7 points. And then Killian McCann also a couple of points in the game. Eli Bell led Rock Creek, 16 points and 4 rebounds. We mentioned Logan Klingenberg, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and a lost tooth at some point in this game. It was a wild scenario to say the least. 7 points from Coley Burgess. We got 6 points from Gavin Rosa. They got 5 from Porter Gill, 4 from Donovan DeBita, and they got 2 apiece from Peter Martini, Ethan Tonzer, and Riker Zeller. Some of the team numbers for Rock Creek, 14 turnovers, 26 rebounds. They were 6 of 13 at the line. Other side for the winning Bears, 13 turnovers, 22 rebounds. They were 13 of 18 from the free throw line. All right, player of the game brought to you by our good folks at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And as everybody knows, if I got someone alongside, we give it off to you.
I'm going to have to give it to Howie Rizek, Brandon, because, listen, Brady Hurley has a great game. He does what he does. He scores the basketball. He was a spark for them, especially in that third quarter. But the biggest difference, I think, to me tonight was Howie Rizek. He was able to go toe-for-toe with Eli Bell, who was absolutely dominant early down low for Rock Creek. But Howie Rizek is just he's a man among boys sometimes. Down low, whether it's rebounding, whether it's scoring, or just doing what he had to do tonight, and that was play great defense against another really big body down low.
Well, the Rock Creek Mustangs suffering their first loss of the season. They will await the loser of our next game in the third-place matchup on Saturday. And, of course, the winner will take on St. Mary's in the championship game at 2:30. All right, we got to take a quick break, about 8 minutes or so. We'll come back and get you ready for Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. Again, one final time, our first semifinal. Final score, St. Mary's 61 and Rock Creek 55. We're back after a tight timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.